Welcome back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. Benjamin Kelly here in Fayetteville, Arkansas at Fayetteville High. We're at the Bulldog Classic, the final day of the Bulldog Classic, as the Mountain Home Lady Bombers lead at the break over the Hillcrest out of Springfield, Missouri by a score of 28-6. So let's get you some official stats from that first half of play. And, well, before we do that, kind of give you a preview on how everything kind of worked. Mountain Home, at the end of a quarter, led 15-1. Really, Del Leonard told us before the game, and you heard the audio before the game, that one thing that was going to play a key role in this contest today, what he was concerned about is with Hillcrest, kind of a team still in rebuilding mode, he was hoping that his team would not sink to their level and play to a lesser competitive level than what they can. But that has clearly not been the case today. The first 3 minutes proved crucial, and in the first 3 minutes, Mountain Home jumped out to an early 8-0 lead at the 4:37 mark. They nearly doubled that lead at the 1:13 mark, leading 15-1. They held Hillcrest to without a field goal until the 4:10 mark of the second quarter, and at that point, it was 24-4. Mountain Home is led by as many as 22. They lead by that margin right now, as after a field goal was made and make it a 28-6 score at the 1:47 mark. Hillcrest put together some pretty good offensive possessions down the stretch of the first half, but clearly this one has been all Mountain Home. And early on, it was all Hannah Pfeiffer. She had 11 points all in the first quarter. She had three threes in that first quarter and a little jumper as well. And well, she was held scoreless in the second quarter, but Peyton Husky has picked her up. Husky with 7 points all coming in that second quarter. Those are the two leading contributors for the Lady Bombers. 4 points for Emma Martin, likewise for Madeline Collins off the bench. She's put together some good minutes lately, the senior. And 2 points for Anna Grace Foreman down underneath. Foreman had a chance to double her total, but boy, they ran a terrific play for her down in the low block right at the end of the first half. But Foreman just unable to get that friendly roll off the iron. So at the end of a half, it is 28-6, all Mountain Home, only two field goals made by Hillcrest in that opening half of play. And we want to remind you folks that the game stats for today's ball game brought to you by Strider Consulting. For all your surveying and engineering needs, contact Strider Consulting. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future. Well, we're about a little less than 6 minutes left before we begin second half of play. So we'll step aside, take a quick break, and come back with a bit more, give you an update on this Bulldog Classic and an outlook on the upcoming schedule for the Lady Bombers. Stay with us. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Ring in the new year with a gift from Integrity First Bank. Now through New Year's Eve, when you open a new Integrity First Bank checking account with a minimum of $100, we will buy your old bank checks for $50 and offer you a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. We will also include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Don't forget to join us for a piece of cake on Thursday, December 14th from 1 to 3 at our anniversary open house. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers! People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
You don't have to go away to college and spend a lot of money and miss out on the great activities the Twin Lakes area has to offer this spring. See ASU Mountain Home about spring enrollment. Classes start January 16th. ASU Mountain Home is the natural choice, offering a variety of associate degrees and technical certificates and more from their campus. Register now for spring classes and don't miss out on all the fun things our area has to offer. Get started. Visit asumh.edu. ASU Mountain Home, the natural choice.
Welcome back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We're about 3 minutes away from second half action as the Lady Bombers lead at intermission by a score of 28-6 over Hillcrest Lady Hornets out of the Springfield area. Well, let's get you an update on what else is going on around the Bulldog Classic in the girls' side of things. Playing for the championship of this Bulldog Classic will be Little Rock Central and North Little Rock. Little Rock Central defeating Fayetteville last night by a final of 55-43, and Jonesboro got whipped by North Little Rock 80-53. And those four teams there, Dana Leonard was telling me before the game to really just let you guys know, don't be fooled by this record for Mountain Home, 4-5 on the season, but he specifically mentioned two of the games. You look at the North Little Rock game earlier in this tournament, and then the Fayetteville game early on, and the Little Rock Christian game from last weekend. Those were three winnable games for this Mountain Home team. And you look at this team, this tournament up and down, this is absolutely loaded. Between Jonesboro, North Little Rock, who was a state runner-up last year, Fayetteville, the defending state champs. Jonesboro's won state two out of the last 3 years. Little Rock Central is always tough. Hillcrest, historically, has been a very, very good program under former coach Jenny Hopkins, and now transitioning to that of Justin Gerald. And with obviously Mountain Home and what Dell Leonard and Lindsay Leonard have done in that program as of late. Sepulpa, historically a very good program out of the Tulsa area. So you look at this tournament, this Bulldog Classic, it's such a great barometer for Mountain Home, especially early on playing high-caliber opponents. And it doesn't get any easier as well. Mountain Home's got to go on, and they take on Harrison for their next contest next weekend. So they were a state tournament team a year ago, and then conference play will begin on January 2nd. But anyway, getting off track, Dell Leonard wanted me to relay that message from him to you to just say, even though the Lady Bombers right now are 4-5, that doesn't necessarily indicate how good this team is with, of course, the leadership with Riley and Husky and Pfeiffer and Anna Grace Foreman developing into a nice sophomore talent. This is going to be a good team and a very tough team to beat in that 6A East down the stretch. On the other side of the bracket, as mentioned, Little Rock Central and North Little Rock playing for the championship. Greenwood beat Sepulpa earlier today, or Sepulpa beat Greenwood earlier today, I believe. That game was in the arena just right before our contest today. And, of course, Mountain Home and Hillcrest, that game at the break, 30 seconds before the second half, a 28-6 score. So it's kind of a look at how things are going for around the rest of this Bulldog Classic, a very good barometer for Mountain Home. And Dell Leonard, he said to me before the game that he likes to make that a tough schedule. So, and I actually wrote it down here. They lost a 12-point lead to Little Rock Central last week in that 50-47 loss. They finished 2-1 in that tournament, and once again they've played Fayetteville. They beat Marion, the 6A state champ from last year that really only lost a couple of seniors. They played the 7A state runner-up North Little Rock, took them down to the wire, and then they have Harrison coming up here shortly. Russellville, a 6A state tournament team last year, and then, of course, Jonesboro as well. So this has been a loaded tournament and been a loaded front part of the non-conference schedule for Mountain Home. And right now, they're taking it to Hillcrest as we begin second half of play. 28-6 our score. Hillcrest will begin with a basketball, working left to right.